Well, I'm at Texas Alexander in Leon County, at a place you call Norman G. Texas. They had a little old dude down there, what you call, picnic. And they had a ball game, see? Well, Norman G. was playing Leona. So that's the way they had him named. They didn't have, them that special big name like they got now, Colt 45 they don't have them kind of names then, but they just the name of the town. So Leona playing Norman G. So I got on there and I see the man up on the standing up on the truck with his hand up to his mouth and man, that man was singing. That was Texas. My cousin, I didn't know. All right. I goes on there, that man singing so he just broke up, like broke up the ball game. People paying so much attention to him instead of the ball game, see? That was interesting in him. While he had been gone, all his people was in Norman G. Most of them, his mother and them at that time was living. And he had been gone, kind of made a little straightway like I did, and he stayed for a while, and he come back. That's the way he come back. You understand? He come back ready. he come back ready with that singing. He couldn't play no music. Never played an instrument in his life. But he tote a guitar. He'd buy a guitar. But he tote it in case that he'd run upon you or me or somebody could play, and he'd sing. And he kept a guitar, because if he asked you, could you play a guitar? And you say, yeah, well, he got one, see? And then y'all tear it off. And that's when I met Texas Alexander many years ago in Norman G. Texas. Comes to him for quite a bit there in Crockett, Texas, and Grapeland, Palestine, Oakwood, and Buffalo, and Centerville, Norman G. Flynn, and Marquis, and back in them places. I never followed Texas no further than Houston for a long ways. Because he was a man who'd get up and go. First Cadillac that I ever known to be, one of them Spencer's bad cars, he went somewhere and he come to Norman G. in a Cadillac, and that was the longest old ugly car, old long Cadillac, one of them first made, see? But it was new. He got over there, and everybody admired him, because colored people didn't have none. They didn't even have T-Mall fools then, He come in a Cadillac. Hey, Texas was doing all right for himself. And he got singing them bad songs, I guess. He thought that it's all right. And, in time, you couldn't sing a bad song, Not on the box, jukes and things. So he sung that bad song and sent him down, see? Something works on a cover like a bullhog's eye. they put him in a can for a while, but he sung on out of that. He got out. He wasn't in there too long. I don't think it was that too long. Because he come back. But he knew better than to sing that kind of song again. But now, they're singing everything, and and I did not condemn them. I tell you what, now just like he said, I got something to tell you, baby, make the hair rise on your head. I got something to give you, darling, make your springs tremble on your bed. Them songs right that day is not as bad as they got now. They got these songs about what is that you got that makes, a man do so much and this, that, and the other, And you understand, it's more ideas about it now. Because at that time, he was known, but everybody else didn't. But it just pulled the wool more wiser, see? It opened up my eyes, I know what he's talking about now, but I didn't know then. I got something to give you, make the hair rise on your head. And then I got something to give. No, I got something to tell you. Make the hair rise on your head. Now I got something to give you, make your sprains tremble on your bed. Shit. Please, honest gentlemen. Now it is, but I couldn't then. I didn't know what it meant. I'd have just been hollering it out for anybody. But now I know.